some more pork rinds and cream cheese, I lowered my line into the lake with nothing but a bare hook on the end. Well, danged if I didn't feel a bite. And it wasn't just any old bite. It was a bite.
I knew right then I'd snag me a wallopipe.
No, 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 honey. Don't you know that focusing so closely on images can permanently damage your vision?
Hey, hold your horses. I was watching that.
Sorry, Pop, but this program could be the most important half hour of my entire adult life.
Sure, I've only been waiting all week to see Corky land that hook-nosed wallopipe.
Come on, Pop. If Dee Dee wins on Super Stumpers tomorrow, we could be the proud owners of a fabulous new dinette set.
All right. But what difference does it make if she watches one more show? Dee Dee's sharp as a tack. She knows all the answers.
Oh, now, Pop, I don't know all the answers. Besides, I have to study my competition. Betty says the key to victory is finding your opponent's weak spot and attacking it like a rabid junkyard Doberman. Look, it's starting.
This is Super Stumpers, and here's our host, Mr. Alan Quebec.
Good evening, and welcome to another mind-expanding edition of Super Stumpers. You all remember last night's winner, our physics professor from Athens, Georgia, Mr. Jarvis Brown. Our challenger tonight, who lists his occupation as genius, is Mr. Edmund Haynes of Philadelphia.
Hello, Alan. Hello, world.
This Alabama River was the site of the first...
That would be the Tombigbee River, Alan.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. He was just lucky.
Our next category is presidential food favorites.
There's no way he'll get this one.
What was President Nixon's favorite?
Ketchup and cottage cheese.
Correct.
Phosphoric acid, of course, Alan. The 1952 St. Louis Cardinals. Unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think that's possible, Alan, Thor Curley was the Waldorf's first chef. The honeysuckle is an azalea. Surely everyone knows that. Patty Arbuckle, Alan.
An incredible performance, Edmund. You've almost doubled the highest score in Super Stumper's history.
I had no doubt, Alan. In fact, I expect to top that mark on tomorrow's show.
I guess we don't really need a new dinette set after all.
Yeah, I just hope Dee Dee doesn't lose so bad that they take away the one we got.
Look, Dee, if you want to get sick tomorrow, we'll all understand.
No, Stu! I'll be there! No self-appointed genius is going to keep me from the game show glory that is mine!
Not bad, Dee, but if you're gonna beat this, Egghead, you gotta be able to give me all the president's wives' maiden names in under a minute.
Betty, I don't think I can fit any more useless trivia into my brain. Maybe I just don't have what it takes to beat that guy.
Come on, Dee, think like a champion. Now, what's next?
Oh, well, I am a little rusty on Chinese military history.
What's your mom trying to find in all those books, Tommy?
Yeah, and why aren't they tearing out the pages and eating them?
I think they're reading.
Reading?
Why?
I think my mommy's tired. Maybe she's trying to find a good bedtime story.
How's the studying going, Dee?
Just be decaphobia, Alan! Oh, it's you, Stu.
Maybe I better call it quits for the night.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'll just put Tommy to bed.
Say, Deed, don't worry about that show tomorrow. But if by any weird twist of fate you do win, would you mind putting in a request for the Angramatic Tackle Box?
Night, night, sweetie. Mommy loves you so much. It doesn't matter to you if I win some dumb old game, does it? It's just that, well, I've never won anything in my whole life. For once, I thought I was going to come out on top. And then along comes that genius. Oh, well. I guess I never will find my place in the sun. Good night, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
exciting? A real TV studio.
Oh, what's the big deal? Radio with pictures? It'll never work.
Look, there's Wuggles the Mule.
Hey, just wait, you guys. I think I found out what my mom is trying to find.
What?
Her place in the sun.
Place in the sun? But Tommy, she'll melt.
People don't melt, Lillian. They get sunburned.
Melt.
Guys, I don't think she's gonna melt or get sunburned, but I do think she needs our help.
Hey, Tommy, look it!
There's your mommy!
Come on, we gotta help her find the sun so she can get her place in it and be happy again.
This is Super! Mr. Alan Quebec.
Good evening and welcome to another mind-expanding edition of Super Stumpers. You all know Edmund Haynes, our amazing champion from last night's record-breaking game. So let me introduce to you our challenger, a school teacher and mother of one, Mrs. Dee Dee Pickles.
Good evening, Alan.
You see that? She's a cobra ready to strike.
Well, it looks like our challenger is ready. So let's play Super Stumpers. The highest point in Australia.
Mount Kosciuszko, Alan, 7,316 feet.
This silent film star's sister was...
Cappy Epstein, Jr.
That's correct, Edmund. This is shaping up to be another good night for you.
Poor Dee Dee. She hasn't got a chance.
Look, you guys. The sun!
This fish.
That would be the halibut, Alan.
Correct.
Where did it go, Tommy?
Maybe if we split up, we can find it faster.
Good idea. You guys go that way, I'll go this way.
This automotive tool is used to tighten bolts.
What is a torque wrench?
You're absolutely right. And Dee Dee, you don't have to phrase it in the form of a question.
Okay.
Torque wrench? How'd she come up with that one?
It's me.
This tiny insect is noted for its...
The titsy fly.
Correct.
That's odd. These don't taste like goats.
Cut! Cut! The line is oats, Swuggles. Oats, not goats.
Look, I can only talk for a little bit. I really ought to be watching these monitors. Again, what could possibly go wrong?
The sun!
So our challenger, Dee Dee Pickles, is now within 50 points of our champion.
All right!
Yeah. So smart, odd.
Yes!
Pretty exciting, huh, sport? Hey, where are the kids?
Oh, no, not again.
What the?
This document.
The Treaty of Versailles.
This pop music star. Chubby Checker. This strain of.
Streptococcus.
In the 17th, third law of thermodynamics. The Book of Genesis.
Mount Ararat.
In what nation?
Zaire.
Arugula.
Henry David Thoreau.
Steve Garvey.
Reptar on Ice.
The Velvet Underground.
Rosemary Clooney.
Uvula.
The Enemites.
Marian Michael Morrison.
Bermuda Grass.
Oh no, the sun! It's gone!
No, Judy, I'm sure they're right underneath them.
It went away.
Tommy, there you are!
Hey, Wuggles.
Let's go, Tommy. Your mom's about to win us a new fondue set.
You mean a year supply of stewed prunes!
Or we could get the bug zapper.
Millard Fillmore!
That's it, Dee Dee. You've won the game and the match for the highest point total in Super Stumpers history. So what'll it be, Dee Dee? The dinette set? The Anglomatic tackle box? Fondue set? Stewed prunes? Bug zapper? Take your pick.
What about that gold-plated Dalmatian statuary?
Dalmatian?
A fine choice. Well, that's all the time we have left for today, folks. Join us again tomorrow for another exciting game of Super Stumpers.
She found it! She found her place in the sun!
Some time alone to buy you new presents.
But I don't want to stay at the old people's house. It's dusty and smells funny and there's nothing to play with.
No, honey, it's only for a few days.
But they don't even have cable.
It's not going to be so bad, Angelica. They're nice.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll see how nice it is when all the ghosts come out.
Look who's here.
You're 10 minutes late. So where's my little dumpling? Dee Dee, is this the most beautiful baby in the whole world? Oh, but he's so thin. What are you feeding him, the rice cakes again?
Hello, Angelica. Are you looking forward to spending the weekend with us?
Yes, Mr. Tommy's grandpa, sir. I'm very excited.
Listen, Mom, Dad, are you sure this is okay? It's been a long time since you had any kids around. I mean, your house isn't exactly childproof.
Childproof, smileproof. Children was playing in this house before you was born.
Don't worry. If there's one house that's perfect for the Kindle Act, this is it.
You guys, we got a plane to catch. If we're late, we won't get any nuts.
Bye, Tommy. Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye, Angel. Take care. Do whatever Boris and Minka say.
Ay, 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 what is all these things? I don't know. In the old country, we never had all this fucked-up stuff. If you wanted to take the babies to town, you just threw them in the wagon and hitched up the goats.
I know, I know. These kids today think they invented the Kindle Act. All it takes is a little common...
Yeah! A little common, yeah.
Yeah!
Tommy, you had to go and break all those neat toys. Now what are we gonna play with?
Yeah. Well, that's everything.
I put the china in the linen closet.
I put the cabinamonte in the extra bedroom and I locked the door.
Well, what are we gonna do now?
Why don't you turn on the sesame seed for them to watch?
What am I, a servant girl? Why don't you turn on the sesame seed?
I can't, I'm too old.
I'm old too.
Well, I'm older.
By 2 weeks.
It was a leap year.
Leap year, schmeep year. Now go turn on the seed.
Wait a minute. I got a better idea. Let's all take a nap.
Hey, Angelica, what's up there?
That's where the ghosts are, and they're gonna come and get you.
Boris, did you find the crib?
It's under all these big boxes.
Well, don't hurt yourself. Those things is very heavy.
Don't worry. I got insurance.
You okay? Did you hurt your smegeggy?
No, I think I'm okay. Just find the policy.
So that's what's up there. Toys!
That's it. Good as new. I guess the wooden peck has got at it. That's good enough.
Night, night. Sleep tight.
Don't let the D-books bite.
Hey, Angelica.
Yeah?
What's a D-book?
Well, it's kind of like a ghost, only scarier, and it lives in your bed.
As long as you're getting up anyway, let's go.
Where?
Up the stairs to find those toys.
But Angelica, you said there's ghosts up there. You heard what they did to Grandpa Boris. They hurt his schmagiggy.
Look, Tommy, there ain't no ghosts. I was lying to you before.
Angelica, if you was lying to me before, how do I know you're not lying to me now?
Good point. How do you know I'm not lying to you now?
Oh, where's Chucky when I need him?
There it is. Let's go.
What about the ghosts?
There ain't no ghosts.
What about the Dibbit?
Get up there!
Ghosts!
Nah, it's just the wind.
You go first.
How's my little dumplings?
No, they're in the icebox where I left them.
Not those dumplings! The children's!
Oh, the dumplings!
Angelica, maybe we should go back.
And give up all those toys? What are you, a dumnik?
I don't know. What's a dumnik?
Oi!
Oi! They're not in the kitchen!
They're not in any of the bedrooms either!
Boris, could they have crawled out the front door?
Where are you? Aha! Minke! Minke! I found them!
Oh, thanks be to God! Good work, Mr. Columbo. Only one problem.
What's that, darling?
You got the wrong kids!
Wow! This is great! Somewheres.
Yeah. kill all night.
There you are. Hey, Minky, look. The old toys. I knew they was around here somewhere.
And here's my old dressmaker's dummy. Oh, look how thin I was.
Your grandma, Minky, was the most beautiful girl in the whole village.
Hey, Boris, you're making me flush.
You mean you were a little girl?
Of course I was, Tata Lynn.
Get out of here.
Here, look, there's pictures.
And this is Grandpa Boris on the day he drove the mules right through the fence.
I did not drive through the fence. That schnook Heisel moved it during the night. How was I to know?
Why didn't you use a truck to drive through the fence, Mr. Grandpa Boris?
Well, you see, darling, we didn't have... I did not drive through the fence!
Oh, that must be the kids.
We're back.
Well, did you have a nice time with your club mud, your sparkling water bottles, and your pizzas with no cheese?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. How'd you do with the kids?
We had a great time, Daddy. We played with neat toys and looked at neat pictures, and we heard some great Jolson.
Didn't you miss not having cable?
Cable schmable. Who needs the cable when you got family by your sides?
The mule.
Huh?